Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with a message that contains a strong warning for the upcoming season, even for the next days and weeks to come. Since this past Friday, the Lord has been bringing up the death angel. I was listening to Dr. David Oyedepo of Lagos, Nigeria, when he was teaching about the power of thanksgiving, and he mentioned the same scripture that God gave me. He also talked about how our praise keeps us from the destroyer and keeps us from murmuring, complaining. And so the message became clear to me after I heard Dr. Oyedepo speak. And I went back to the Bible, to the scripture God gave me, which is 1 Corinthians 10:10, in which the Apostle Paul talked to the Corinthian church, telling them, "Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer." Now, this was a warning about not murmuring and complaining. But let's stop there and think about what's happening in our nation and in the world at large. Government leaders have set people's lives on a path of destruction, and they don't seem to care. It should be obvious to those of us who are spiritual that these leaders are influenced mightily by the evil one, Satan. We see the wrong they're doing to the people, but we have to be mindful of how God has commanded his people to respond. Let's go to 1 Timothy 2:1. It says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." In other words, Paul was telling Timothy, don't murmur, don't complain about those in authority. Pray, intercede, give thanks to God that he is our Savior and not them. And that's in my own words. That's where we should be giving God thanks, that we can hear him. We have another way to deal with the destruction that is in the world. Now, people of God, I heard the Lord say death angel more than once. The death angel, or the destroyer, as some might call it, is being unleashed. You might ask why. We alluded to that in our last podcast. God is about to pull some leaders down and set others up. There's a new leadership emerging. But understand, for new leadership to come forth, the ones that are in office have to be deposed. They have to be set down, and that's what God is doing. But there is some resistance to doing things God's way, and he's about to send the destroyer upon those leaders who refuse to repent. Now, we've been praying for many leaders in this nation, praying that they would come back to their right mind, that they would do right by God's people. But like Pharaoh, they refused to let God's people go. And if you remember, during a time when the people were enslaved in Egypt, God had to send the death angel to kill the firstborn of every household in Egypt before they would let God's people go. Basically, what God is saying is, in this season, that's what's happening as well. In order for new leadership, Joshua type of leadership, to step forward, God has to get rid of the pharaohs in the land. Now, here's the thing I want to be careful of. You have to understand, the word of God is more powerful than a two-edged sword, which means it cuts both ways. If you're going to use the word of God to go against the enemies of God, you better make sure that you are also doing right by God. As we go through this message, you'll find out that when the death angel comes, it only passes over those where it sees the blood. Now, this is just not an act of putting blood on the doorpost as it was in Moses' day. No, you have to not only do that, but stay in the house of God under God's rules and his commands, or the blood will not work for you. Now, people have to understand this. I hear Christians all the time pleading the blood, but are you staying under the blood? Are you staying under God's obedience? And that's important, because as we'll see as we go on with this, God not only told his people in Egypt to put the blood on the doorpost, but he told them to stay inside. Otherwise, they will become victims of the same thing that happened to those in Egypt. I want to go read that portion of scripture in the book of Exodus, where God told his people how to escape the destroyer. He says, "Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until morning." Then God tells them why these instructions are vital. "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Those scriptures you'll find in Exodus chapter 12, 21 to 23. God was warning his people that the destroyer was coming to that nation. And if they wanted to survive, they had to obey his instructions and not go outside of what he's told them to do. So look at our day. We have a covenant in the blood of Jesus. And many people will apply the blood of Jesus to our homes, apply it to our children, to everything and everyone that's in our possession and our care. However, if anyone steps outside of that blood, they're subject to being destroyed. In my spirit, I'm hearing another Bible example. And I will also end up with telling you a personal story as well. But first of all, I'm reminded of what happened before the walls of Jericho fell. And this is another example in the Bible. After Moses died and Joshua was put in charge of taking the people in to possess the land. Joshua sent in spies to survey the city of Jericho. And they came into the house of a harlot named Rahab. And she hid the spies from the king's men. And she hid them because she had faith in what she had heard about how the God of the Israelites had destroyed all the cities and the people before them. So Rahab made a deal with the spies to save her life and the life of her family. And here's the scripture. And they said to her, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bring this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him." And you find the story of the spies with Rahab in Joshua chapter 2. Now, this is important for us to hear. As Christians, we can't just be claiming the blood of Jesus without being obedient. Because once we step out of the confines of the word of God that God has spoken to us, commanded he's given to us, we're subject to be destroyed as well. And this is where we are today. God's judgment has been passed against the leaders of our nation and of the nations of the world. The death angel is being sent to carry out the judgment. But like it was in Pharaoh's days, this is the only way that God could let his people go. So destruction is coming, not to destroy God's people, but to set us free so that we can obey him, so that we can obey what he's told us to do, so that we can worship God fully in this nation. And that's what God is doing in the nations of the world. They don't want us to worship our God, and God is sending destruction against those who are coming against that. So God is saying, "Let my people go." Now, I'm going to take my time with this all in too important message because a couple of nights ago, I was awakened by the Holy Spirit to pray for somebody that I knew. Now, this is a twist on the same message. And the Lord told me to pray for this person. And then he said that this person's health was failing. And in the same breath, as I'm praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit says to the person's spirit, "Let my people go." And I continued praying for this person. And the Lord said this sickness was because this person refused to forgive others. And the Lord said, if he does not forgive, he will not live. Are you listening, people? Now, this person had something done to them that was wrong. And I'm not aware of the whole situation. But something happened to them that was wrong. Instead of taking the wrong to God and letting God be the judge, this person became the judge and they had unforgiveness. So now as the Lord is saying, their health is failing. Why? Because they're not obeying what the word of God says and forgiving. They're holding something. They think they have a right to hold on to it. Well, you have a right to hold on to it, but realize you're against God. And when his sword comes down, you're on the other end of that sword. And God let me know that his people are sick and dying because they're holding unforgiveness. Now, you have to understand, people, this is the devil's plan. He wants us to fight. If you look at even the government, in America at least, how they're pitting race against race. They're pitting people against people because the devil knows if you are in strife, if you're in envy, if you're in jealousy, you open the door for every evil work. So the devil wants you there because he knows that as long as you're fighting and striving in your flesh, God is not going to bless you. In fact, in this season, you'll end up being destroyed by the destroyer. That's not God's plan, but it is the devil's plan for God's people. He wants us out of here. So he'll have people striving with one another. He'll have people striving with each other in the church. So in the family. So you don't want to do that. A few months ago, the Lord had me tell people in my prayer group I want my people to pray that all men would pray. Why? Because once we take it to God in prayer, He has room to deal with that person or that situation. And our hands are off of it, and we keep our hearts clean, and then we can be blessed while God deals with the perpetrators. So we don't want to strive with one another. As God said, let my people go. We let people go and let God have His way in their lives. And such will be the case with these leadership people. We see what they're doing, but don't strive. Don't get into political arguments. Keep your heart clean. Find out what God wants you to do and stay there. Now, going back to the story of Rahab. Rahab and her family were only spared because they obeyed the instruction of the spies. Now, think about it. They said, if anybody comes out of that house, their blood is on their own head. Meaning, they weren't going to spare anybody. And that's how God does it. When His word goes forth, He does not spare anybody. That's why we got to make sure we're on the right side of His word. Again, when the death angel went through Egypt, God didn't spare any household. It's not only the households, it hit the animals. It hit every living being. That was what God said was going to happen. But He's told His people, if my angel sees the blood, it would have passed over you. But He also warned them, don't go out of the house until the morning. But if someone had heard, and I don't know who this is, oh my God, this has come out of my spirit. If somebody had walked out of the door because they heard screaming or wailing or crying, do you know they would have been taken as well? And that reminds me of a vision the Lord gave me years ago, and I put it in my book, The War Journal. And there was war going on the streets of America. And there was this woman. She heard some noise. She heard, I don't know, she heard a cry. She heard a shot. She heard something. But instead of being quiet and staying in her house, she opened the door to stick her nosy nose out to see what was going on. And when she did, they killed her. Why? The enemy knew if he could rattle, make enough noise, and you come out of the house, you're a victim. And that's a message for somebody here. Stop being nosy. That's your flesh wanting to know. Ask God what's going on and listen to His instructions. Stay in the house or your blood will be on your own hands. Likewise in Egypt, the death angel came. And God said He's bringing it again in our day to bring judgment against the leaders of America and of the nations of the world. But we're under covenant, blood covenant, but it only works by obedience to what God has commanded us. But we can claim the blood, but if we do opposite, we're not protected. You have to really be on the side of right. We have to be on the side of God. We have to be in right standing, not just claiming the blood, but we have to be under the blood because destruction is not for us. It's for the enemy. We have been redeemed from destruction. Now, finally, let me share a word that the Lord gave me many years ago. And I had this prayer partner who I was very close to. And the Lord gave me a vision in which she and I were running around doing something. We were doing normal things that people do. We were shopping or something rather. And the Lord said, Paula, now this is in the vision. The Lord stops me and says, Paula, the storm is coming. Now that's a warning to me because I knew what the storm was. It means go for cover. And I turned to my friend and said, the storm is coming. She goes, I know. But she kept shopping. She wouldn't stop. Now, I didn't have my own car. She was driving, okay? So I was following her. Then the Lord says it again, Paula, the storm is coming. And I tell my friend again, she goes, I know, but she doesn't stop. She's still going ahead. Now, this is a prayer partner, somebody who claimed to could hear the voice of God, that knew the plan of God and knew what was getting ready to happen. But yet she had the keys, she had the cars, and I'm with her. And again, it happened again. I do believe it was the third time. I'm just going based on my memory right now. This time, she said, I know. And when I went to grab the keys out of her hand to get in the car, she yanked the keys from me as if to say, I'm controlling this ship. And she decided that we were going to follow her and she was going to go when she was ready. So guess what happened? The next time God said something, He didn't have to say anything. The storm showed up. And when the storm showed up, she saw it. And it was too late to get in the car because it was right on us. So there was a building nearby. We went to get into the building and the door was locked. And that vision ended with us getting killed. And the Lord said something so clearly to me. And don't think because Paul is giving you this message that I'm exempt. None of us are exempt. And the Lord made it very clear years ago and He's making it clear today. It doesn't matter what your call is. Doesn't matter what your destiny is. If you are outside of the command that God gave you for this time and hour, you could be caught up in the same destruction that's meant to take out the enemy. And this is a serious message for somebody. I know it was serious for me because I've heard this message before. But let me tell you how this vision ended. The Lord told me, He said, if you continue to follow behind people that think they know my voice, think they can hear me, but they're not hearing what you said and they're not moving. He says, you're going to end up dead in the very storm you were supposed to warn people about. And he says, and that's not the worst part of it. He said, not only that, but the people you didn't warn are going to die and their blood is going to be on your hands. And he said, and that still won't be the worst part of it. Now, this was a hurtful thing to hear from God, but I got it. I understood the message. He said, the worst part is that I will still find someone more faithful than you are, Paula, to finish your assignment. I don't want to hear that from God, but the word is true. What God is saying, he is no respecter of persons. And some of these people think, well, so I got a big ministry, God ain't going to touch me. Really? What he's saying is it doesn't matter who you are. If you're on the wrong side of God, when the death angel comes, you will not be spared. It's a hard message, but it is a true message anyway. And the Lord has brought this back to me. And he's talking so strongly now. We have to obey God. That's our only way to escape. The kingdom of God is our only refuge, but we have to be in the kingdom. Not saying we're in it. We have to be firmly in the kingdom, in the walls of the secret place. And that takes obedience and abiding under his shadow and abiding in his word. Now, this message is serious, but you have to understand it matters not that we have a destiny and assignment from the Lord. In fact, if you go back to Timothy, what we read about praying for those in authority, he tells Timothy to wage a warfare. The chapter before, chapter 1, he tells Timothy, wage a warfare with the prophecy, meaning you got a prophecy. This is what God wants to do in your life. You have a destiny, but he goes, in order to get there, you're going to have some warfare. Other people will shipwreck because of their emotion, their flesh. But listen, what he's basically saying, if you want to fulfill destiny, you're going to have to pray for those in authority. Pray that they would obey. Pray that they would be obedient to the Spirit of God so that you can live a quiet and peaceful life and fulfill your destiny. And that's basically what it is. We have a destiny, but in order to get there, we have to do what God says. And we pray and don't murmur or complain. We stay in the Word and obey God to our best of our abilities. And this is what God is saying in this hour. Because there's a strong spirit of witchcraft that's been luring God's people into doing whatever their flesh desires. And this is what our leaders are doing in the nation, whatever their flesh desires. But when that death angel comes, the judgment on them will be on you if you don't repent. So it's time to repent. It's time to get back in line with God and his word. Walk circumspect before the Lord. Obey him and not your flesh. Stay under covering of the blood of Jesus, not just in words, but also in deed. God is faithful to his word. Go to God in prayer about everything that concerns you, about everything that's bothering you. And as the word of God says, he will not allow you to be tempted above all that you're able to handle. Why? He gives us a way of escape. Prayer, fasting and prayer, whatever it takes, take our cares to God. Pray and then obey. And you'll find yourself in that secret place, staying under the Almighty's, protecting the Almighty under the shadow of his wings. And I thank God for this message. It's a timely message. And just heed the word the Lord is speaking. Obey him only. And know that there is no respecter person. God honors his word above all. He honors his word. He's faithful to his word. We need to be faithful to his word also. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Keeping you all in prayer. And praying that you all would pray. As God is saying this day. And may God continue to bless and keep you all. Until next time.